Well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by former Finn Harps captain Keith Cowan. Keith, I suppose we'll start with that Finn Harps win last night. They beat Sligo Rovers 1-0. What do you make of the game?
Yeah, look, it was a great result for Finn Harps. They've been, you know, struggling of late. We spoke about it earlier in the week about, you know, the lack of wins. You know, 1-1-12. You know, not what you want when you're trying to push up the table. But I thought Harps were absolutely excellent last night. Sligo started the game very brightly, dictated the early stages. But Harps hung in there, you know, defended really well. I thought Ethan Boyle, I thought Webster, Siddiqui, all excellent last night. And, you know, they were able to ride out the early storm. A dreadful night up in Sligo, you know, rain, heavy rain. But again, you know, that slick surface made for a really good game where they were able to pass the ball well. And, you know, it was really slick and there was a lot of movement and a lot of quality in there. Harps kind of... Well, I wouldn't say they hung on, but, you know, as I said, Sligo very much the better team in the first half and the second half. Slightly different. I thought Harps started really well, really positive, went at Sligo, caused them problems. You know, they're winning free kicks. They're forcing Sligo into mistakes, and I suppose that's where the goal came from. A free kick wide in the left, whipped in by O'Sullivan, and Siddiqui's done really well. He's, you know, he's really wanted to get on the end of it, and, you know, he did, got his rewards, and put Harps 1-0 up on 47 minutes. From then on, I thought Harps really managed the game well. You know, they passed the ball well. They were clever. You know, good performances from Seymour in the middle of the park. Brian McNamee, excellent in there. You know, Hawkins at times, the new lad that's come in, showing his quality. He's got great feet. You know, he can sell a player. He can get round people. Old Abbey's done really well high up again. You know, up there on his own. You know, really industrious, getting about the park, again, winning free kicks. And I thought that game management was excellent from Harps. You know, they done really well for a game that Sligo would have been wanting to win, obviously, as well. It's a huge game. It's a derby game. Sligo haven't been going well. They've lost their last four games. So they would have been looking to try and get something on the board. But, no, all credit to Harps last night. I thought they were excellent. And then near the end of the game, Sligo pushing, ball in the box, a couple of corners, and Mark Anthony McGinley's pull out a save at the back post, you know, was absolutely outrageous. It was totally instinctive. He's known where the danger is going to be. He's thrown himself and he's tipped it around the post and he's saved Harps, which I suppose is quite interesting. The fact that the last time he was there, it was maybe him that gave away the ball to Johnny Kenny to tap into the net. You know, it was his fault on that occasion, maybe, that Harps didn't pick up the points. But last night, you know, big performances, big players, they step up in these games, and he was superb last night again.
Yeah, would you make Harps deserving winners then, Keith?
I think so. I think over the course of the game, I think, you know, they did what they had to do at times. You know, they stayed in the game early on, you know, when you expected Sligo to come at them. You know, as I said, Sligo needed the points. Sligo, they dictated the early stages. They had a couple of chances. But Harps were resolute. They did what they had to do. And then once they got their goal, they managed it perfectly. You know, they were excellent at the back. They had a really good shape to them. But then when they got the ball, they used it well. You know, so I'd say they were full value for the 3 points last night.
Yeah, and that's Harps' first win at the Showgrounds in the league since 1998. Will that fill the squad with confidence now coming into the next few games?
I think it has to. You know, it has to. I think they've had their difficulties, I suppose, over the last couple of months. You know, they've had injuries to key players, and it just suddenly seems. I know, and they were missing Adam Foley last night as well through suspension, I think. So, you know, that's a key man for them. He was their goal scorer, but when players like that step out, you know, it takes a lot of players to step up. And last night, there wasn't just one or two. There was, you know, there was a lot of those guys that step up and, you know, were accountable last night. And, you know, very much full value for the win. And hopefully now you've got Longford next week, which is massive. I think it's 11 points difference between them, maybe 12. If they can win that there and they can push on, then, you know, we're not going to be getting too carried away. It's only one win. But just when you see the quality that Harps were able to produce last night, you know, it should really give the fans and should give all of us, you know, a bit more hope moving forward.
Yeah, well, we'll touch on the other game played yesterday. It was Waterford and they beat Bowes 1-0. Did that result surprise you?
It's kind of, you know, a bit of a cliche. We talk about, you know, that European hangover. You know, obviously we've been talking about Bowes and how well they've been doing. You know, they had a great win during the week against Pauk up in Dublin. They would have had one eye on the return fixture next Thursday, but, you know, they've sort of, they've, they've made six changes to the team that played during the week. So, you know, you always kind of have that, you know, it's going to upset the flow of things, you know, new players coming in, you know, how they're going to perform. And then, you know, all credit to Waterford too, who have been on a great run of form, doing really well, you know, under Mark Burcham. He's brought in his own players. And he signed a new contract there during the week. So they're very much on a high as well. Maybe Bowes not giving Waterford the respect that they deserve. Throughout the game, Waterford started really well. Could have been one up early on. A great ball into the box, and John Martin's got in the end of it, come off the crossbar. You know, they went ahead on 41 minutes through Phoenix Patterson. Again, a ball into the box, a bit of a mix-up. And you sort of get that uncertainty, you know, when you're bringing so many new players in. I think maybe three of the back four came into the team. So the ball's broken to Patterson, and he's brought it home on 41 minutes to put Waterford into the lead, and a deserved lead at that. In the second half, I think Bowes made a couple of changes, you know, try to bring in maybe more of their more first team lads, if you want to call it that, or your more regular starters. But I think on the whole, Waterford full value for their win.
Yeah, and with that win, Waterford actually moved 5 points clear of Harps before Harps game. Obviously, Harps beat Sligo. So how crucial now does that result for Harps against Sligo look?
Oh, very much so. Yeah, look, it's the last thing you would have wanted was maybe, you know, for that gap between Waterford and Harps to grow. So, look, it's still very much up for grabs, that next spot. Waterford moving forward. Harps showed a real battling, you know, display. And sometimes, you know, it can be disheartening when you see the likes of, because you would have been looking at that game last night, on Friday night, it was the Waterford-Bowes game. If you look at that and you would have been thinking, oh, Bowes are going to win that game, and then it turns around that Waterford win the game, it can be quite disheartening. But instead of feeling sorry for themselves, you know, Harps rose to the challenge, you know, and that's what they're going to need moving forward in the next couple of games and the rest of the season.
Yeah, looking back on Friday night now, Derry City, they beat Drogheda 3-0. What did you make of that Derry performance?
It was a great performance from Derry, you know, and, you know, Higgins came out after the game and said it was the best performance that he's seen since he's been there. Maybe the fact that, you know, Derry has 1,500 fans in there as well, you know, would have given the place a bit of a lift. Looking at the game, or even before, you know, we were struggling to see where Derry were going to score or where they were going to get goals from. I think before the game, Ronan Boyce was maybe their top scorer with five goals playing right back. We know they've lost Will Paxton, who's went back to Dundalk. New signing, Jamie McGonigal, who's just come in from Crusaders, you know, pops up with his first goal. He's taken it really well. Great ball in from Joe Thompson. After some good work down the right-hand side from Ronan Boyce, he's released Thompson. He's put a great ball into the box. McGonigal's taken a great touch, cut inside, and he's rifled into the top corner to put Derry one up. Derry very much controlled the first half for me anyway. Some great patterns of play, some good chances. McGonigal with a chance, Boyce with a header that was cleared off the line. So, you know, to go in 1-0 up, Derry deserved it very much for me.
Yeah, and finally, Keith, then they're now level on points with Bowes. Could they make a push for them European places?
Yeah, look, I suppose, you know, their second half performance would suggest that too, you know, that they pushed on, and, you know, Danny Lafferty with two more goals, that's four goals and three games for him from left back, you know, so everyone's kind of chipping in with goals, which is great. You know, Bowes still have their games in hand, you know, from the European exploits, so, you know, it's always good to have those points on the board. You know, you have Dundalk there as well that are, you know, just a couple of points behind Derry and behind Drogheda that have three games in hand. You know, they're obviously involved in Europe as well. You know, with Derry and Dundalk, or Dundalk and Derry next game, next Saturday, you know, those games have become more important because, you know, you can also obviously create that gap. So, look, I think everything's possible for Derry at the minute. They seem on a real high. You know, the new signing scoring early, which is good as well, will give them confidence. So, definitely within Derry's reach, I think.
Yeah, the league's getting more and more exciting each week. Thanks, Keith, for joining us today on Sunday Sport.